Can an imaginary meal sustain you? Will a table full of food that doesn't exist, surrounded by people that aren't there, satisfy you? I once visited an old miner's cabin in the mountains of central Nevada. In the back room was a small mattress, hardly bigger than a welcome mat. On the door jamb, about 3 feet up from the floor, were cutouts of the Campbell Soup Kids. There were two little pink ballerina slippers by the front door. Beyond it, sage and desert for as far as you could see. On the wall in the main room was a picture of a Thanksgiving dinner, not your Norman Rockwell dinner, with the whole family gathered. It was just the food. A huge turkey, a mountain of steaming potatoes, rolls, and green beans. I stared at the dinner, at those little shoes, and out the door into the desert, and I remember thinking how hungry these people must have been to put up a picture like that. I've since come to the conclusion that, with nobody in the picture, they could put anyone they wanted around that table. That poster was a reminder that such meals existed, and that one day they would sit down to one with their loved ones. I also think about that poster when I think about institutional Thanksgiving dinners, served to men and women in the military, to the homeless in the food kitchens. Maybe they're imagining that the turkey tastes better than it does, that the plastic tray is a ceramic plate, and that the table is dark wood and warm rather than formica, and around them were family and friends from years past. Even at my own Thanksgiving dinners, I think of my great-grandmother and her watermelon pickles, my grandmother's strawberry jam, dishes I will never taste again, made by loved ones I'll never see, and the meal is made more whole, more real because of it. With The Perspective, this is Mike Newland.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.